I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Selectmen from the town of Kent would like the school board to consider arming its teachers. Kent is a small town. Like other small towns, it doesn't have a police force. Residents rely on state troopers. That's part of the reason why Selectman Jeffrey Parkin wants to arm school personnel. He says it could be the difference between life and death if someone walks into a school and starts shooting.
Whenever police respond to an event, the response time is minutes, and the actions that can take place in those precious minutes are really when most of the damage can be done.
Parkin says arming school personnel could help if they're properly trained. The program he'd like the school board to consider is called Faster Saves Lives. It's a free 3-day training program. Parkin says that's enough to give school personnel the skills they need to use a gun to defend themselves and students.
The training is intense and is rigorous, and look at the alternative. The alternative is think of Columbine, think about Sandy Hook.
But is the free 3-day training enough? The average duration of a police academy is 18 weeks, and that excludes any field training or college work that some states require. And even if they're adequately trained, is arming teachers a good idea?
Arming school personnel is a high-risk, high-liability proposition.
That's Ken Trump, president of National School Safety and Security Services of Cleveland.
Our teachers and school support staff are education professionals, and to task them with the responsibility of carrying a firearm and being responsible to perform a public safety function crosses the line into the professional discipline of school-based policing and law enforcement.
Only a few schools across the country have decided to arm teachers. Selectman Parkin says he's asked the Kent School Board to hear the idea at one of its March meetings. David DeRoche, WNPR News.